One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to the Bro Show. How y'all doing?
Hello, we actually got bought out by America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to play a clip of a boy slipping. And we're going to
roll the clip.
One, two, just joking. Yeah. So my name is Jacob and that's Lucas, as we already said, for the 500th time. And we're going to start this podcast talking about an awkward moment of the week.
Oh, yeah. We both.
Why did it feel like usually, I was like Oprah Winfrey or something?
I know. Like, here's a whole live studio audience.
Yeah. I felt like
topics, producers.
Yeah. Like, someone was telling me what to say.
But usually during the week, we wouldn't have an awkward moment since we both are just socially affluent. We can just deal with any situation. But this week, we both happened to have some awkward mishaps. So let's get into it.
Yeah. Just like Lucas said, I want to dive deeper into that. Like, I usually never have awkward moments because awkwardness is something that you bring into your life, not something that happens on a coincidence.
Do you actually believe that?
I remember hearing a few years ago that you choose if you want to be awkward, and I do believe that, because there is people that I've seen be in awkward situations, but they don't seem awkward, and they're just like.
But then that's almost more awkward. Like, say there's an awkward situation and someone's all chill about it. It's like, oh, that's even more awkward.
Or they just bring up the life of the situation.
Oh,
you
yeah,
don't need
like,
to be so
oh,
awkward.
Oh, everyone's so awkward right now.
Yeah, I'll just bring up the life and not even mention it.
You know,
it.
Everyone seems like they always talk about awkwardness. Like, not as much anymore, but like in 2014, it seemed like awkward was the big thing.
That's what I was just thinking. Us talking about awkward seems like we've been transported to like back in the day.
No, but like in the 1800s, do you think they ever talked about awkwardness? Or back then, I feel like there wasn't awkwardness in the 1800s.
Oh, do you think there wasn't awkwardness? Because people had their own villages and stuff, so you knew everyone so well. Whereas nowadays,
oh, yeah, like,
I go to Walmart and I don't know the locals, like, actually know them.
Oh, yes, and you are awkward around them. Whereas back in the day in the village, you'd be like, oh, Stacy gets the vegetables from the forest.
Yeah.
So it's not even awkward talking to her.
I know, because it's just like, oh, I know her. She's like a sister to me.
Oh, yeah, that probably is it.
Yeah, I think we solved it. Okay, so my awkward moment of the week is, I ordered Chipotle online. I got pickup.
Yeah.
And I said last week on the podcast, and that's the reason why I want to mention it, because I still love Chipotle and I still stand for everything. By the way, I saw a conspiracy theory about TikTok. No, about Chipotle.
Wait, what?
This is like a business conspiracy
theory. Is it another horse
theory.
Meat? Like how everyone says McDonald's uses horse meat. Do they use horse meat, Chipotle?
No, this is like a business one. And
oh.
It could be real, but it's, I guess, so apparently, I saw this on TikTok, so it was just a random person saying it. But they said that, you know how every few years Chipotle has an E. coli scale?
Yeah.
They said that they do that because then the Chipotle stock plummets. So then when it plummets, the Chipotle people are like, oh my gosh, we need to invest. And then they make so much money. And apparently from all the E. coli scales, they've made $495 million because the Chipotle people invest when it's really down low and then it just goes back up again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
That'd be a smart business move. But then also, I just don't know if I believe it, because I don't know if they'd be willing to put the whole reputation of Chipotle on the line for these E. coli scares.
Yeah, and the other thing about it is that I think it's illegal to do that.
Oh,
I'm guessing.
Probably for sure is, yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird how, like, the E. coli thing, like, even when it was happening, I was like, oh, I'm still going to eat a Chipotle. Because, like, it didn't seem like that big of a deal, because Chipotle just seems so trustworthy because it's so fresh and organic and, you know what I mean, just minimal. So
oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, they didn't mean to do the E. coli, you know? But if like Wendy's had a Coli, I'd be like, oh my God, don't go there till 2030.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Yeah, but Chipotle, like they're allowed to get a Coli in my mind.
So I was getting pickup and I waited inside because nowadays they have this little table that you just pick it up at. You don't need to tell anyone your name. And I was waiting there for like basically a whole hour. This isn't exaggeration, probably about 50 minutes.
Boo, just go up to the counter and say, where's my bag?
No, the thing about it is that, I don't know if this is me being nice or me not standing up for myself because it was so busy. I'm not going to interrupt these workers when they're just busy building burritos.
Wait, but you actually, even when 15 minutes passed, you weren't like, I'm going to go up to the counter and just say, hey guys, I have an online order. I don't know if I got lost or what. But you literally waited an hour?
Yeah, and just to let you know, I got there late for when my time was done. So like, I didn't get there
early. I'm actually surprised because when you told me this story, you told me the day it happened. I thought you said 15 minutes.
No,
and it was like, oh, that's not that big of a deal, but 50?
And this isn't an exaggeration. Like, this is the real shit.
You were just sitting there?
Yeah, and the thing about it is that I was, like, so hungry this day. I was like, bitch, my stomach is, like, gonna explode. That's how I felt. That's how I felt that day. And then the worker that was bringing out the food finally, after, like, 35 minutes or something like that, I'm guessing, asked, oh, what's your name? And I said, oh, Jacob. And then I said my last, well, I guess you guys know it. I just said Jacob. But then they said, oh, I think that's up next. And then they came on again and didn't have my food. And then she said, wait, what's your order? And then I told him my order. And then she said, which is believable. I think this is what happened. She said, oh, I'm pretty sure someone must have stole it. Because it was, at this point, I ordered it for like 5:45 and it was like 6:45.
Oh my God.
So I guess that what happened, and this is easy to do if you did want to do this, but don't do it. You could easily steal someone's mail.
Remember how we already have talked about this in a past episode, saying the society isn't as bad as everyone thinks because no one ever steals those to-go orders, but apparently they are stealing them.
So if you had to guess, did someone steal it or did they just innocently
forget the orders? Yeah, so definitely someone stole it. Maybe it was on accident. And just, I don't really believe anyone stole it on purpose for some reason.
But I literally got there 5 minutes after my order. So in those 5 minutes, someone just took it?
Swooped it. They probably go there every day at dinner time in the rush when everyone's so busy in the store and they just swoop a bunch of bags.
Yeah, because it was like, there was like a bunch of bags.
Well, we need to find the Chipotle stealers. You know there's Chipotle stealers across the country who swoop in and take enough food for like a month.
Yeah.
And put it in the freezer, meal prep.
And this is also ironic because we've said this so many times on the podcast.
Yeah,
the
no one ever does that.
The world is so great. But it's not great anymore.
Yeah, literally. These online order places are getting burglarized.
But I did learn something. So basically, even if they say on the app, because it said on the app, just wait for your order or something like that. But I just realized that even if it says that, you should just go up to the counter.
Especially if it's been 50 minutes. How long? So if she wouldn't have communicated to you, would you have just left? Would you have gone through the line and bought it again? Or what would you have done if she actually wouldn't have confronted you?
I honestly think after 50 minutes and I know this, I should just ask them how my order. I probably just would have left and went somewhere else. Just said, even though I paid for it already, like, it's fine, I guess.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Yeah, but I still like Chipotle. It's still good. They did give me free chips and guac.
Really? Yep. Also, I felt bad for a full ass hour of waiting.
Yeah. Part of me was kind of thinking, like, should I milk it and say, I want another burrito too? But I was like,
no. But you're a patient person because I remember I went to that same Chipotle, like, also a week ago, not the same day, but it was during lunch hour. And these bitches, they are in there for 5 minutes and they start getting so antsy and, like, looking around, like, actually so mad. Like, every time she brings out the bags and it's not theirs yet, they're like, oh my God. And then, like, they're, like, so annoyed. So imagine those people having to wait an hour.
Oh,
they would literally
break
down the building, crush the windows.
Yeah, and also, like, I should have been more, even not even going to the front, but the person that was bringing out the stuff would, like, people were waiting by her kind of and saying their name, and I should have done that, but I didn't. But yeah, like, I feel like if other people in my situation, like, they'd actually break the window.
Oh, yeah. they would have, like, tipped over the trash cans.
Yeah,
the guac everywhere.
Just gone absolutely crazy.
Well, that's an awkward moment of the week.
Yeah, that's my awkward moment of the
week. I actually had a very severely uncomfortable moment yesterday. I was going through a car wash. Jacob was actually in the back seat. My sister was in the side seat. I got a new car, and I didn't know how to put it in neutral. And for this type of car wash, you have to put it in neutral. And it was so awkward because I was like, oh, obviously that won't be a big deal. Let's put it in neutral. But it's like that weird thing where, like, it's one of those where you change the gears by just, like, flicking this thing.
Oh, and yeah, because it's, like, on the steering wheel.
And it was Sunday, by the way, so it was packed. The drive-thru was packed for this car wash. And then they said, okay, put it in neutral. And then I was like, okay. And then whenever I tried to put it in neutral, it would go to reverse. And then whenever I clicked it the other way, it would go to drive. It kept skipping over the N. And it was so awkward because after a while, they said, put it in. They'd, like, scream, you know, to get the point across.
Yeah.
They weren't even being mean, but they just thought I couldn't hear. So they just say, put it in neutral. And then, like, eventually they just said, just hold it down. And then I tried to hold it down. It wouldn't work. It was so awkward. Sweating. Allie was trying to Google it in the passenger
seat. I was actually trying to Google it, too, but I couldn't really find anything.
And it was so awkward because there were so many cars behind us. And I was like, maybe this car just doesn't go in neutral. And I'm going to have to reverse. All these other people are going to have to reverse. And, like, somehow this whole line of people is going to have to reverse.
Yeah, one of the most awkward things about the evolving thing was... this was the type of car wash where, for some reason, they had all these, like, twists and turns.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Basically, if you couldn't go through the car wash, like, no one's going to be able to back out without crashing.
I know. Like, there was a moment where I was just like, if this gets to, like, another level, I might just have to leave the car here and run away. And deal with that later. You know what I mean? Like, actually, get out of the car and just say, I'm so sorry, and just run away and be like, I'll just check back in 6 hours, and hopefully someone will have moved my car, and, like, everything will be fine, because I just don't know if I can deal with it. But then I actually opened up the door, and the guy was actually really nice, and he was like, oh, it's not a big deal. And then eventually I got it into neutral.
Oh, yeah. How long was this situation, do you think?
It felt like 10 minutes, but it probably was, like, 45 seconds?
Yeah.
Or, like, 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Maybe three. Because it did get to the point where it was like, I don't know what we're going to do. Cause unfortunately, I just felt like such a dumbass because it was like, boo, if you don't know how to put your car in neutral, maybe don't go to the drive-thru of the car wash.
I know. In this situation, I like wish someone was filming us because I just want to see everyone's face because I know for me, I was sitting in the back seat. No one could even see me probably, but face beat us, but just trying to figure it out because first of all, like this car wash also like for some reason... this is obviously a huge one, and I'm obviously over-exaggerating. Gives me trauma, but I'm over-exaggerating when I say that. I'm over-exaggerating.
The workers are always kind of a little bit like, they yell a lot, you know? But they have to get their points
across.
Yeah,
and like it's busy. I get it.
Because there has been other... because I even made a joke when we went in. I was like, oh, I hope I don't get yelled at this time. Because the last time I also got yelled at for some other reason. I think I couldn't put in my... I didn't know how to put in my mirrors, fold them in or something. But it was just so...
also, I hate going through car washes like that because... one of my mirrors broke one time, caught on camera in Lucas's thrift store video.
Oh, yeah, you backed out of the garage and crack.
And I was too lazy to go to the automotive shop and like actually get it fixed the right way. So I just got glue for vehicles at Walmart and I glued it. And like you can't shut it now, but...
which happens if you do go through those drive-thru car wash?
I mean, well, my car is so small that it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, those are awkward situations. Vote who had the more awkward situation.
Oh my god, should we do our announcement?
Oh yeah, this is our official pod announcement.
We have a bro show announcement. We're launching a Patreon.
Yeah, we're launching a Patreon.
If you don't know, it's a thing a lot of podcasts do. I was like about to go into an ad. It's a thing that a lot of podcasts do. Where it's this website and it's like a community. You get like extra benefits for the podcast. But the good thing is before we get into it, if you don't want to join the Patreon, it's not going to affect you at all. You'll still be able to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, like
it's gonna
I feel like...
completely the same.
I feel like we want to make that clear. So like on Tuesdays... like the video, the audio and video is still going to be available.
Yeah.
Like it's still going to be the normal 40-minute hour podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing will change. But, so we're going to the tiers.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to, there's two tiers. So like two levels if you want to.
Of the Patreon. The first is called We're Bros. We are now officially brothers by law. For our brothers, we'll be providing the following benefits. First of all, it'll be $3 a month, and it'll include a Discord server where you can just chat with other bros, chat with us. You get early access to the episodes ad-free.
So,
we'll be posting them on Friday, right?
Yeah, so we'll be doing them on Friday, then sometime during Friday they will be posted.
Yeah, so you get like 3 days ahead. We'll do live streams monthly where we can just chill. We don't even have these live streams. I'm excited.
It's gonna be like stoner vibes. I'm just joking.
But it's just gonna be chilling live stream. I'm actually excited to live stream.
I know, like maybe we'll like have like crazy things. Like I don't really know.
I'm just excited to become like a Twitch person, but just for Patreon. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like, it'll be Twitch. It'll be basically like watching a Twitch, but it's just us and like who knows how many people. Could just be two. For all we know, only two people might sign up, and it'll just be us and those two people in the live stream just chilling.
I know, like. Us and Brendan and Blina.
Yeah. Oh my God, I cannot wait for them to sign up. And then also you'll get a vote in polls and topics we cover on the pod. So that's We're Bros. Do you want to get into the next one? There's only two tiers.
So the next one is We're More Than Bros. So basically we're like spiritually connected in a way.
Yeah, this is like...
If you really want to go hard, you can get this. It's $10 and you get everything from the previous tier. And then we have this Bro of the Week sign in the back of us. So...
Right. It's been Mariah Carey for months.
Yeah, but we thought if you sign up for this, we'll, like, put you in a raffle, and then each week we'll change it to someone, a new someone.
Yeah, there'll be a new Bro of the Week. And if there only is one person who signs up, you'll be the Bro of the Week every week.
Yeah, I guess that's what will happen.
Here, and then you'll get your... Some people might not want their photo up. So you can just tell us, like, say your name's Kelsey, and you're like, I don't want my photo displayed, and you can just... Say, put a photo of Kris Jenner, but also shout out to Kelsey.
Yeah, also, like, I get it's embarrassing because this podcast is disgusting. I'm joking.
So, well, you'll be Bro of the Week, a chance to be Bro of the Week. I feel like everyone who signs up will be Bro of the Week at some point. Right?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah, or you'll get a shout out on the pod.
And then the next one is how we always say on this podcast, email us, like stories and stuff because you guys always send funny stories. So, if you subscribe to this, you can tell us your stories and... Like, we will reply to them on Patreon. Then also, I guess, like, it will be, like, ahead of the normal emails.
Yeah, just, like, we'll look at these first before the other email. Don't worry, we'll still look at the normal email for people who don't want to sign up. But these are just, well, even if you don't mention them on the pod, we'll for sure reply and, like, just, you know, just comment
chat.
On them. Yeah. What'd you say?
Chat. And then the next two are, like, when you're, like, oh, I'm dropping the $10, like... Not joking. Like, yeah. I get why people
are like
buying
this. Feels like we're launching OnlyFans.
I know. I was kind of thinking, like, should we do OnlyFans instead? Like, not actually do OnlyFans type stuff, but just...
the same Patreon. Because if you guys don't know, Patreon is sort of like OnlyFans, but for podcast people, right?
Yeah, there was a section on Patreon that said, is the nudity involved? But I'm assuming there's not going to be nudity.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, so...
They're for sure.
I know.
You're
I'm
assuming.
Joking.
They're
that
for
was just
sure
a joke. So this is like when it gets really intense.
Yeah.
You get an unfacetuned photo of the bros every month.
Yeah. So it'll just be a raw photo, unfacetuned. Like,
should we
you know,
tell?
Like Jacob's Instagram, like he hires a professional photoshopper to like make every little pore look perfect. So like this'll be selfies, no filter.
And should we tell them? This podcast is... We do put beauty filters on us.
Yeah. And sometimes when we do the podcast, if we're feeling gross, like we have model stand-ins, lip sync what we're saying.
Yeah, and we're on the sidelines.
Yeah. And then last tier, the last benefit of the We're More Than Bros tier.
You get a music cover from us with no auto-tune every month.
Yeah. So the main thing is like Bro of the Week shout out and like priority access to the question submissions, but... We threw in the unfacetuned photo and a music cover just because we thought those would be fun to do. And we don't really have an outlet for them at the current moment. So we figured we'd give it to these people.
Yeah, because I was thinking when we were creating this Patreon, because we've thought about it before, but we were like, I don't know what we do. But I was thinking like I do like singing as a joke. So why not make it a thing?
Yeah, you're going to just hear like, who knows? And then... We'll probably let them vote on what we sing. Like, do you want us to do WAP or...
Oh, yeah. Or like...
Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
So many options.
Yeah. And then they'll still get all the benefits from the first tier. Like the early access and live stream and all that stuff.
Yeah. So if you want to subscribe, follow, whatever
what's the link?
Patreon.com/LucasJacob.
Lucas Jacob, not Lucas and Jacob?
Lucas Jacob.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but we can change it to
no,
Lucas and
Jacob.
Lucas
Jacob.
Okay, it's patreon.com/LucasJacob.
Links will be below, by the way. Yeah, and also, if you don't want to do it, not a big deal. You can just listen to the podcast and nothing will change. Not a thing will change.
Yeah, so like basically the main thing is you get early access ad-free for the first tier. And there's live streams and all that stuff. So
yeah.
That's the big announcement of this week. Podcast is over. No,
I'm joking. Okay, you know how last week we talked about McCamey Manor in Tennessee? The creepy haunted house where it could be 10 hours. They're allowed to rip out your teeth, give you drugs. And it's just terrifying.
Yeah,
and if you win, you get $20,000, apparently.
Basically, I'm mad we even mentioned it because I learned more about it after posting that episode, and now I'm just, like, grossed out even more.
What did you learn?
Just from emails and stuff, and this is grosser than we even thought.
Yeah, somebody emailed us that they live in Tennessee by it.
What? Yeah, is this a catfish?
No, I think it's real. They said, "Hi, guys, I was listening to your latest podcast, and there's a few things about McCamey Manor that I thought y'all might find interesting. I live in a little town in Tennessee that is really close to McKinley Manor. One of my coworkers went there, and she didn't last more than a half an hour. She'd only lasted half an hour in the haunted house because she said some creepy old guy breathed down her neck, and she was done for." Like, I didn't even think about stuff like that. Like, they probably make you think you're literally about to get attacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, and when I read this, it also made me think of, like, I'm assuming somehow when you get there, they, like, find your deepest fears somehow, yeah, and they do it.
Yeah, like, so I guess she only lasted half an hour because I guess the first thing they were going to throw at her was just, let's get a creepy old man to breathe down her neck and, I don't even know, make it seem like he's going to kidnap her.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
I guess that worked. But then imagine if it went another half an hour, they're probably like, okay, that wasn't scary enough, so now what should we do?
We're literally going to hang you from the vase above you or something creepy like that.
They said, she said she didn't say if she had to wait when she said the safe word, but she said she wouldn't go back to McCamey Manor for all the money in the world, so... Even though it just sounds like a guy was breathing down her neck, it scarred her enough to never want to go back for any amount of money.
I can't believe someone went to it that, I was about to say we know, but we don't actually know her, but like
we know them by, like, you know.
Association.
Yeah. They said, rumor has it they've had to calm down in recent years because the police threatened them, because the police got tired of constantly having to go down there because the neighbors thought somebody was getting murdered. So I think they had to tone it down a bit because, yeah, neighbors kept calling the police because every day they heard someone getting murdered.
Yeah, and just like we said last week, all the noises that would be coming from
screaming,
that.
Screaming, yelling. And then they said there's also a lot of speculation that the $20,000 prize is bogus. The man that owns it is just trying to lure people in there. I've heard that. So you have to sign a 40-page contract to go in this haunted house, giving them permission to do all this stuff. And I guess in the 40-page contract, it says there's no legal obligation for the owner to give you the money.
Yeah, because I read this or whatever, or we read it. And then when you said that there's no obligation for them to give you the 10 or 20, that ruins the whole thing.
I know.
I'm like, mad.
Maybe it's because, I wonder why he put that in. Maybe because some people might just say, like, oh, I lasted 4 hours, I should get it. But he's like, oh, you actually are supposed to last longer?
But... So basically what the contract or what that is saying is we aren't going to ever give you the $20,000.
Well, no one's gotten it yet because no one's won.
But wouldn't they never give you it if they're not even legally obligated?
Also, I just don't believe anyone's ever going to get it because it said that if you didn't listen to last week, they said they're allowed to give you tattoos. They're allowed to pull out your teeth, rip off your fingernails. Who's going to last that? Once it gets to, I'm going to tattoo every part of your skin, obviously you're not going to stay in.
Yeah.
So... I just can't believe her coworker even tried to go.
I know, because that's just terrifying. It could ruin how you look.
Yeah.
Which, like...
is the most important thing.
I know. Yeah, that whole haunted house is just terrifying. And the tattoos and drugs is what scares me the most.
Oh, yeah. Just get drugged. But also, it turns out, you know how, like, everything's getting sexualized in 2020, it seems like? Just like there's so much sex going on everywhere.
Oh yeah.
So I guess even food is like getting too sexual.
What do you like? I know eggplants and peaches.
Well, I know. I saw an article on this is toofab.com. But
weirdly, I feel like I know what this website is.
I know, like everyone's heard of it.
It
rang
a bell.
But Facebook had to pull an ad because there was onions in the ad, and they were too sexual. But I looked at the photo; it's just onions. But I guess they said. There was onions in a wicker basket, and it was just looked too overtly sexualized.
Where can I see the photo? Is it on the
link? I'll show you. I have the link. Wait. Why isn't it going? Oh, we're having technical difficulties.
Oh, wait, it's working on mine.
Look at the ad. It's just literally onions in a basket. But the real tea is that the AI flagged it because they thought it, they said it just, even if it wasn't boobs, they said it looked too much like boobs and it had like nipple-like things.
It didn't even work, the link. But I thought it looked like a ball sack. I assumed it would look like a ball sack.
Oh, no, it's just onions. You know, like onions have that little, like, the end?
Oh, so that's why.
Too much like nipples, so they had to take it down.
Oh.
Because they said, like, yeah, you just can't put fruit in sexual positions.
So when you're creating an ad.
That's a vegetable.
So when you're creating an ad, you have to make sure nothing looks sexual.
I know, and you think about it, nowadays, every food is sexual.
Yeah, what
bananas
if you're...
Bananas look like dicks, apples look like boobs, watermelon, jugs.
What if you're promoting Stouffer's chicken enchiladas, but the commercial is them getting the enchilada and the cheese spreading, and then when they put it on the plate, it plaps. Aren't people going to say, like, oh, that sounds like sex noises?
Oh, yeah. So basically, they said, like, most time when you have food on Facebook now, you'll have to just describe it. You can't post a photo. I'm just kidding, but...
Wait, so what was the onion photo originally? An ad?
It was just an ad for Gay Seed Company. I don't even know what that is, but it was just literally onions in a basket. But I don't know if Facebook's commented and said, like, we're sorry, but they did take it down.
I do feel bad for the onion owner.
Yeah.
Gay Seed.
It's just awkward when you do something that isn't sexual and then people accuse you of being sexual.
Oh, yeah. That can happen when you're talking to people. Like, if you say, that was so good, but then they say, like, what do you mean so good? And it's like, the apple was good.
No, yeah, like back in the day when everyone said, that's what she said. It's like, what?
Oh, yeah. That joke was, like, I understand it now, but I feel like when people used to always say it, I never got it.
Oh, but, yeah, that's what she said. It reminds me of No Homo. Like the same era.
Same energy, too.
Yeah.
When would you say No Homo? So, like, you're hugging your guy friend and you say No Homo?
I think you just say, like, oh, my God, that shirt's cool. No Homo.
Oh, okay.
Or just say, like, you're so good at basketball. No Homo.
Oh, yeah, because basically, it could anything. Be...
Whenever you talk to another guy, you had to follow it up with No Homo.
Because it could be flirting.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, because, like, if you like someone's basketball, why, though?
One of the Bro Show listeners is now TikTok famous.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, they emailed us.
The dream, being TikTok famous.
Wait, should I give her TikTok? She said give her TikTok, but I feel like the stuff she talks about, she might not want me to give her TikTok. So should I just not give the TikTok?
Is it like bad stuff that she kind of talks about?
Well, she talks about her boyfriend and like how he's kind of being a dick.
Oh.
So she wants all her TikTok fans to know about this inside tea about her relationship. I'm not going to say her TikTok name.
Yeah, because I don't want to make money off of this TMZ drama.
I know. So she said, basically, I recently went viral on TikTok and went from 42 followers to 13,000 followers in a few weeks. That is the cool thing about TikTok, though. Like, I feel like people can blow up on there, you know?
Yeah, like somehow the TikTok algorithm works in everyone's favor, it seems like.
Yeah, that's the weird thing.
It seems like you could have 5,000 followers than 50,000 in like a month.
I know. But they said, so I've been posting a lot more on my TikTok now that I actually have people watching. So like TikTok's kind of becoming like a big thing in her life, you know?
Yeah.
But she said, my boyfriend, however, seems to think I've been acting differently on my TikTok than how I act in person. He thinks I'm only posting things for clout and acting differently for clout as well. Overall, he thinks I go on TikTok and act like a different person. Sorry, guys, I have a stuffed nose. Which bothers him because he thinks it means I'm not like a credible person, I guess. Also, he says his mindset doesn't align with mine, and he thinks I'm wrong. He also posted shade towards me on his Finsta, which I guess is a fake Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But he tried to say it wasn't about me, but I knew it was. The thing is, I don't act any different on TikTok. And if I do, it's all just for fun anyways. I don't take it too seriously.
Oh, yeah. With this whole, I just need a whole way to say it. With this whole acting different thing, even if she is acting different, it just is, that's like whole being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, even with YouTube, if someone says I'm acting differently, like, that's just me like, I'm like trying to be funny.
Yeah. And she said, I don't know what to do because he is literally just wrong. I low-key think he is just jealous, but doesn't want to admit it. He acts like he is above TikTok. But I know if his TikTok blew up, he would be enjoying it and posting it a lot too. And yeah, let me see. But yeah, basically she decides her boyfriend's being weird now that she went big on TikTok. And all I gotta say is he is jealous.
Yeah, you can just through the email, through your text, you can
tell. Yeah, which is a red flag. Like you wanna be with someone who's excited about your success. But if you start getting success and he starts trying to pull you down, that is just annoying.
Oh yeah, because then it could go with other things too. Like if you get a good job, maybe he'll be jealous.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, I feel like he was all probably down for you to be on TikTok, and then you blow up and all of a sudden he says, you're acting differently. You said, by the way, TikTok's dumb. It's like, I'm not saying TikTok is my life. It's just fun to post on there. And I have followers, so I'm obviously going to post for them. Like,
yeah.
It sounds like he's just jealous. He's mad that you're getting attention. So he's trying to convince you that TikTok is dumb and that you're dumb on it. So you quit it and go back to, he doesn't have to feel inferior to you.
Because
you're TikTok
famous. I'm mad for you.
I know, you should break up with him.
Yeah, I think you should just enjoy your TikTok fame.
Yeah, and he's just jealous and insecure. And he wants to keep you below him, so dump him now.
Yeah, like, I guess, if you, want to keep dating him, you just need to tell him what's up.
Yeah, because his whole thing of being, like, TikTok's so dumb, it's like, even if TikTok is dumb, like, shouldn't she be allowed to post on it if she wants?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing is that people are allowed to think TikTok's dumb, but you don't need to hate on others.
Yeah. It just sounds like, yeah, he's a hater.
Yeah. Just like that 6ix9ine song.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm mentioning 6ix9ine.
You don't have to dump him if you don't want, but you have to at least talk some sense in him. And be like, if you don't change him and expose you on TikTok.
Expose you on TikTok. I want to watch this girl's TikTok page.
I know. But yeah, thanks for emailing and congrats on the success, girl.
I know. I hope you keep growing.
This might be the next Charli D'Amelio. You never know.
Yeah. Even if you are the next Charli D'Amelio, like, if you're a TikTok famous and you watch the podcast, like, what does that mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, TikTok famous people are watching the podcast.
I know. Celebs.
I know. Like, I feel like I'm gaining clout from you. If that, like, when it's happening. It's happening right now.
But I swear, I remember reading a tweet that, it's so funny I even know this fact, but Charli D'Amelio, didn't her sister try to make her quit TikTok?
Yeah, she said that. I watched the interview. She said that when they first started doing TikTok, Dixie thought it was embarrassing that Charli was doing TikTok. And she's like, you need to quit. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, so maybe, who knows? I guess she didn't have to disown her sister. So maybe you don't have to break up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, because I'm assuming like back in the day, like 2 years ago when that happened, she actually was kind of like, this is so embarrassing. But yeah, I don't know.
No, it seems like he's a hater though.
Yeah. What I was gonna say something. Oh, I heard that on April Fools. I guess so. April Fools this year, people said to they're gonna unfollow Charli D'Amelio, and I guess
Wait,
she lost
when?
2 million followers.
Wait, when?
On April Fools.
But that happened last April.
It happened this April, and she had like 40 million, but she still has so many followers.
Wait,
so
how many people unfollowed?
I guess 2 million.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but...
Just for April Fools?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that just brought back PTSD from the Fred days.
Oh yeah, didn't that happen to you?
Yeah, I remember while I was doing Fred's, people tried to start this movement to like, everyone's gonna unsubscribe to you on this day. And I remember I was so scared because I was like, oh my god, that day I guess everything's gonna end.
Did like 10,000 people unsubscribe?
I think like a lot of people did. I think it was like 50,000 or so. I don't even know. Actually, I have no idea. But I remember like, they were making
That's
this...
so annoying
they were trying to
people
make this whole
do
movement.
That.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, like, on this day we're all just gonna unsub, so like, he just falls down or whatever.
That's so
like, oh my
annoying.
God, that sucks that like, that day everything's over.
It's so annoying because those people are just like, I get the joke, but at the same time, it's like, what are you doing? Okay, did you know 22% of men admit to not changing their underpants every day? I don't know why this article says underpants.
I don't like that.
I know. It reminds me of a cartoon when you're a kid.
This is from the Lad Bible. And then they also say a whopping 22% of men admit to not changing their undies. They go from underpants to undies.
Yeah, this makes me a little bit want to step away. There's another word for, people say it mostly for women underwear. What do they call it?
Panties.
Yeah, that word. Panties. That word just doesn't sit right with me.
It's so such a funny word. Panties.
I just want to call it underwear, thong, whatever else, jockstrap.
So they said 22% of men don't change their underwear. So you know all the girls listening are like, oh, guys are so gross. But 18% of women confess to not changing the underwear either. So it's across the board. People are being nasty.
I'm not trying to be above these people, but I change my underwear every day.
I thought I was a gross person, but turns out I'm one of like in the top 80% of people who are not gross.
I also like, okay, like not trying to flex on you guys even more, but I've never been one of those people. Maybe there was a stage, maybe, but I can't think of a time. But like my room was so messy. Like, yes, I have gross shit, but I don't have like clothes all over my
floor. Gone through those stages. Remember when first got a car too? Remember there would always be so much fast food in the back.
Oh, actually, I can't really flex on you because with my car, there has been times where there's like gross, like, I got my Charger the other day and there was gooey stuff on it. And I don't know if I'm ketchup or what, but
it used to be like my personality to like, oh yeah, get a bunch of fast food in the back. And I thought it was funny, but then like, imagine how much bugs and stuff was in there. Just half.
I feel like there isn't
Mac.
Any bugs.
I know. I never had a problem, but like I'd have half eaten like tortillas back there. Just like, I thought it was so funny to like trash the back.
It is funny.
But it was my personality from 16 to 20. But so this is a study. I want to be a part of one of these companies that does studies like this, by the way.
I know. How do you become one of those?
By the way. Buy. If any of you guys are like researchers, join the company On Buy because they do really important studies like this.
Oh, yeah, because I was just thinking like there was this one place I remember where like you can like be tested for this stuff for like a bunch of different medications and that haven't been released yet. And then you get paid like $1,000. But
oh, yeah.
But I guess like it depends how much you need the money because I guess it could have like you have to probably sign a waiver.
Even when Corona first happened, like I remember it said like you could get paid like $4,000 to get Corona.
Yeah, and I swear I remember hearing this was like a year years ago in school. One of my teachers telling me that there was a study where people got paid to lay in bed for 30 days to see what would happen.
I would never do that.
Yeah, because I just remember hearing that. But yeah, I wouldn't want to do it either.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they got paid like good though, but still.
I guess that when you think about it, that's like a dream, just lay in bed. But at the same time, like,
the reason why I'm saying no is because like my body would ache.
Yeah.
If you actually had to lay in bed for 30 days.
Yeah, so you'd be so bored.
I'm assuming you can use your computer, but still.
So On Buy surveyed 2,700 men and women to find about their hygiene habits. What do you think about? That's not even that many. That's not even that big of a group. They might have been in these 2,700 people might just be extra gross. So for all we know, it could be way
less.
But
I'm assuming they somehow make it equal, right? Like they somehow, if they're doing like if they're doing like a city like Des Moines, yeah. They like go to every part of the city, every
that's
gender,
true.
Every ethnicity, just all the stuff.
But they said of those who admitted to not changing their underwear each day, 76% of men and 69% of women said they turned them inside out at least when rewearing them the second time. So yeah, they also said that 13% of men and only 4% of women keep hold of their old underwear for more than 3 years to get their money's worth. Which I kind of get. Like I mean, I don't know how long I kept my underwear, but I'm not. It said 40% of men and 50% of women replace them yearly. Like, I don't really have, like, a counter on it. It's kind of just like, if I start to get ripped and stuff, I'll just change.
Yeah, with my changing, like, throwing away my underwear, yeah, my thing is just, if it's damaged, then I'm obviously going to get a new pair.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on these findings? Like, are you grossed out by people or
with
do you think just go
flipping
off?
Them inside out, that's gross. With us changing them every 3 years, I don't find that gross. No, getting a new... Keeping the same pill for 3 years, that's not gross.
What if it's even a larger number and people just aren't admitting it?
But this is anonymous, I'm assuming. So.
But still, what if they just felt embarrassed in front of the researcher and said, I don't wear them every day.
Oh, yeah.
Secretly, they did, you know?
I'm just grossed out because I'm picturing, like, the smell of poop in someone's underwear.
Ew, like, please just change your underwear every day.
I don't know. That grosses me out so much.
Yeah, I change my underwear every day.
Yeah, I
actually feel so proud to be, like, on the good side of this.
Yeah, and if the pants have built-in underwear, then I just won't wear underwear that day.
Oh, that's the best thing about, like, a lot of men's shorts.
Athletic
shorts, they have built-in underwear nets. You don't have to wear underwear. Just wear the netting.
Oh, I love running shorts. They're just so comfy.
Yeah. Do girls have that? Do they have built-in underwear shorts?
I think it's just, like, some kinds do. Yeah, but I think it's a thing with both sexes.
So, yeah, there you have it. If you have 5 people in a room, one of them doesn't change their underwear every day. So keep that in mind when you're around people.
So kind of in a way, female and males are like men and women. Like they kind
of
have the same amount. Because 22
grossness.
And 18 isn't that far away.
Yeah, they're both. I thought it'd be actually a lot more drastic between men and women. Like I thought women would just be way cleaner. But
Yeah, like that's what my mind goes to too. Like,
turns out everyone's gross.
I know there's not like you don't really need to be like, ew, I'm so gross because everyone's gross.
Yeah.
But you do see those people that just seem so clean.
Then those wouldn't be the grossest.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I don't want to offend anyone, because if this is actually true, these findings, that means, you know, 1 in 5 people listening to this podcast don't change the underwear every day. And I just want you to know, I don't judge you, and maybe email us your reasoning so we can understand it more.
Oh, okay, yeah. Here's my thing about when I have an opinion about topics like this, my opinion is, oh, I change my underwear every day, and it kind of grosses me out if you don't. But at the same time, I've never lived a day in your shoes.
Yeah, so let us know in the comments below or the emails, why should we reconsider and wear underwear for more than a day?
Who am I to say change your underwear every day?
And who made these rules?
Yeah, like, I'm just listening to what I hear other people say.
Yeah, literally.
I've never thought for myself about underwear. Have I? No.
You just listen to society.
I know. And that's my thing. And I love microfiber underwear, by the way. If you have my mailing address.
Microfiber underwear?
I don't know if that's exactly what it's called, but the one that's like for sports.
Oh, where it's like slick feeling?
Yeah, it's basically every underwear I have. Well, like, it isn't cotton.
Oh, yeah. It's like that weird, like, wet material.
Like dry fit material, yeah. Whatever.
I get you.
I know, because I'm always just wet in my underwear, so it just dries so fast. Earlier this week, I was thinking about laser tag.
That's just something that was just bobbing around your mind.
Yeah, this wasn't even really for the podcast. It just was one that I wanted to talk, like, I wanted to learn more about. Because there was a big stage in my life where I was obsessed with laser tag. Did that happen to you?
Yeah, because I think where we grew up, it was a really small town. So whenever you went into like a city, there was always a laser tag. And I was like, we play laser tag? But then I didn't notice that nobody ever wants to play laser tag.
Yeah, so I basically wanted to know the rise and fall of laser tag. Or like, I didn't really find that out with my findings, but I just want to know, like, why was I obsessed with laser tag? But nowadays, when I think about laser tag, I'm kind of like, I'll go with, but I'm not dying to go. But I remember for my birthday, I was like, I want to go to laser tag.
Yeah.
That was just a thing.
I don't know what's wrong with me, because I'm 27, but like, laser tag still sounds fun to me.
It does sound fun, but not as fun as when I want it for my birthday.
But I just noticed that nobody else ever wants to do it.
Oh, I have something that I never really want to do, but I'm down to do it. Escape room. I'm just, for some reason, always like, whenever I go, I just joke around and saying, oh my gosh.
It does sound fun in theory, but I just know, like, what if it, sometimes you just, whenever I've gone, I never take it seriously, because, like, you know what I mean? Because yeah. You're with, like, a large group of people, so I just kind of, I'm like, other people are taking it really seriously, so I'm assuming I can't keep up with them, so I'll just kind of look around and poke around at things.
And then escape rooms are also, I get it. And
also,
like,
I just don't like
the
vibe of being locked in a room. Like, I know that people will let you out, and like, there's there's an emergency buttons, but I just like, being a claustrophobic person, I'm just like, oh, I just don't want to be locked in here. Because like,
yeah.
People have died in, like, there's been fires and people have died in them.
Since, liar.
It happened to like one person in England. I remember I Googled it. And yeah, someone died in England because there was a fire and no one let him out.
That's sad.
Yep.
Since I'm like so productive, I'm like, why am I spending my time doing this? It doesn't help.
No, but actually escape rooms sound fun because like, it works your brain, prevents Alzheimer's. Worrying about that at my age.
Isn't there an app where like, you like do something for 5 minutes each day and like it's supposed to like help your brain so much. I know that that's a thing. It's for like memory and stuff. And there's circles and stuff that you do.
But I remember vividly like 4 years ago, I was visiting back to Nebraska and up from LA. And I was like, oh, let's all go laser tagging. And everyone was like acting like it was so dumb.
For real?
And you guys were literally,
I'm assuming I wasn't involved in that. Because
no,
4 years ago,
you guys were just like, no, like I don't want to go. Remember, I always thought let's go to laser tag because you guys used to live right by one and you guys never wanted to go.
Maybe, I guess during that stage I didn't like it, but there was a stage where I loved it. So basically the laser tag we're talking about is like when you go through a dark little stage, like thing in those upper levels and you just laser people. And then
how
does it work? Like, do people win, right? People win and stuff. So basically I learned this on Big Thrill Factory. .com.
You're going to find the rise and fall of laser tag? So it has
no
fallen.
This is a brief history of laser tag.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the first laser tag toys came out in the 1970s. So back in these days, like it wasn't like a, like there wasn't buildings built for laser tag yet.
Oh.
I guess. So I guess with the rise of Star Trek, I don't really know that much about it. But
that was lasers involved in Star
Trek?
Yeah,
there was lasers involved. So then the kids were obsessed with laser tag.
Okay.
I remember actually during one of our Christmases when we were little, our little brother got a laser tag set. Or me and him, my little brother. But, and our little brother.
It isn't the same playing at home, though.
Yeah, it's same. Like, it was fun shooting Nerf guns and just, like, hitting someone's face.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So in the 1970s, they sold toys. And it was, that was a thing. And then also laser tag technology and military training. So I guess it actually, because you know in those movies how those lasers everywhere and it actually kills people or something?
They did laser tag in military or just lasers from the buildings?
This is quote from Big Thrill Factory. Laser tag's infrared beam technology wasn't only used as a game. It was also implemented in military training. Laser tag engagement system was developed to help training soldiers help develop combat readiness. Okay, so, end quote. So basically, is what we're saying, right? It was just a laser tag, but for military people to practice.
Yeah, I was also picturing, like, you know, in the Toxic music video where there's that hallway full of lasers and you had to dodge them all. I'm kind of picturing soldiers doing that sort
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah, part of me, like, kind of wants to experience something
like
that.
I've done that.
Well,
because remember in LA there was this place that was like a kid's place, but they had an adult night where like you could like drink and stuff.
Yeah,
and there I got to go through one of the laser tunnels. You just like jump
fun.
Over things pop, and like try to like just be. It felt like it was a Toxic music video.
I know. I feel like I've said this so many times, not on the podcast, but in actual life. Why don't those little kid places? So I mean, little kid places that have like bouncy pits and like all this other stuff. Why don't they like make adult ones? Because I
they
love all that
place.
Shit.
They did adult night.
But more people need to do it. We need to normalize making adult fun places, is what I'm saying. And then in 1982, there was an inspired Star Wars created the first scored arena-based laser tag game. So in 1982, the thing that we're talking about came to life. You could finally shoot laser tags at and like an arena type thing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that's basically how laser tag came to be.
But they didn't go anything about it falling?
Well, because I think it just fell since I got a little bit older. But it didn't actually fall, like I guess.
Oh, I thought it actually was gonna be like those Business Insider articles like why are rollerblading rinks have flopped.
Oh no, I guess that was just me I actually thought it had a rise and fall, but it's still doing great. And I do want to play laser tag again because, just because. And I like how there's two floors. I like the one with two floors. If it doesn't have two floors, I'm not joining it.
Didn't you do paintballing before?
Oh, yeah. Like our dad somehow wanted to go paintballing. I don't know if he had like a discount or something. We went paintballing and it was years ago.
How did it feel when you got shot?
I remember it actually hurts.
Like, so how many times did you get shot? That's what I never have gone paintballing, but, like, how many times do you get shot in a game?
I don't really remember how many times I got shot.
Did you have, like, bruises on your body and bleeding?
I think there's, like, bruises, but I didn't get to the point of bleeding. But I'm assuming, like, if they...
I'm just going off of the David Dobrik vlogs when he shoots his friends and they're literally bleeding.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, too, but...
And they're, like, pretending to laugh, or they're actually so mad.
What the big story of that paintballing shoot was, our sister, we were in a game. This was like an outside game. It wasn't indoors. Our sister kept shooting someone in the game because she thought it was someone in the game. And she was like, might as well keep shooting them. This is fun. They'll never know it's me because we were hiding behind a tree or something. But it ended up being the worker. And then, like, the worker had to, like, actually was so mad because, like, so many paintballs were shot at him.
It's so annoying.
And the worker, like, kind of, yeah. Like, I kind of forgot. But the worker was really mad. Basically,
oh my God,
is the conclusion.
Were they wearing like a different outfit to show that they weren't in the game?
Maybe they were, but we just didn't notice. And
that'd be so annoying working at a paintball thing, because you know little kids would shoot you like that. And you'd be like, just if you shoot me one more time, I'm going to kick you the F out.
Yeah, I just didn't really have fun, but it was years ago, so I kind of...
I actually don't think I'd ever want to do paintballing, because like I don't want to actually get bruises on my body from a recreational game.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound fun.
And plus the paintball guns actually look like guns.
Like how many times did you shoot someone in it?
I don't really remember.
And did you shoot anyone in the family just to be annoying?
No, I don't think we did that.
Oh.
I don't have that much, like, insight about it.
So there is a TikTok moment. I have to know if this is fake. So this guy worked at Target, and somehow this is all kind of TikTok, which makes me think it was fake. But this guy works at Target, and then his fiance, who I guess they've been engaged to for forever, came barging into the Target with a wedding dress on and with a priest and bridesmaids and stuff. It said that she was like fed up with waiting for the wedding day because I guess he kept pushing it off. So she said like in the TikTok, she's like, if you don't do it right now, like we aren't going to get married.
Did she film this on TikTok or no, someone it was
like,
around them?
The TikTok caption's like, oh my God, I saw this at Target. It's like someone TikToking from afar.
Yeah.
So do you believe it was filmed by boymom_Ashley.
So with
and
the...
I watched it and like it kind of seemed real, but then kind of I was like, this seems like she brought a priest and everything. And also she was like mad in the video. She's like, you've been waiting so long. So we're either going to get married now or not get married at all. So my whole thing is like, that has to be fake. Because can you imagine your wedding day being forced and also being in a bad mood? It's like, that's not good for either party.
I don't know, but with the person filming the TikTok, I believe someone did film it and it wasn't like a setup thing just because everyone's always on their phones. Everyone's like, wants to be TikTok famous. But with the, with like this wife thing and her wanting to get married so fast, I feel like she was half joking. Oh, do you
but
think
she brought a priest? She had a full on wedding dress. She had friends as bridesmaids.
Or was it just to be a meme? I don't know.
I just don't. If it is true, I'm just confused about the thought process because, like I said, like he'll be in a Target uniform. Also, he's on the job, so like, can he really get married while working? He's trying to stock the shelves.
But then, on a second thought, like some people just really want to be married,
and they don't even care if they're both in bad moods during the ceremony. Yeah, because they just want it to be. They just want to get married.
When I think about TV shows I've watched and stuff with the bad mood thing, it seems like a lot of people are in a bad mood. Planning the wedding, doing the wedding.
The whole thing is just one big bad mood.
Yeah, like if I'm going to have a wedding, like I don't want to be in a bad mood, but it seems like so many people are in a bad mood.
Yeah, I think you're just so stressed out because like imagine, like think of like when I threw my, I had a 21st birthday where I actually invited, like I tried to like throw a party and it just wasn't fun at all for me.
Yeah.
I just hate the vibe of throwing a party.
Okay, yeah. So when I watch Housewives and stuff and they have parties all the time, to me, I hate that vibe, but people love throwing parties. I'm down to go to a party.
For weddings, I know like people want to pick out everything, but maybe it should be something where like someone throws a wedding for you.
So, oh, like, yeah, but then for that person throwing it, it's kind of annoying.
Well, they aren't the one getting married, so who cares?
That's true.
But it should just be like then the bride and groom or the groom or the bride and bride, they go to the wedding and they just get to have fun and they just get to be surprised. Rather than being like, oh my God, what's going wrong?
Oh,
blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Oh, I think the
solution
is... Well,
I guess people do hire a wedding planner, so... My idea's already been done.
I think the solution, though, is just with these serious things that are usually taken seriously, like the weddings and there's so many other things, funerals.
Yeah.
Why not just, like... make it kind of like it doesn't have to be perfect. It can most
yeah
it doesn't,
that's
like,
a thing
like the wedding doesn't have to be like I bite into the cake and then we do a flash mob and it goes viral
that's
on Facebook
because going to weddings like most of the weddings I've been to people are just chill but I've been to one wedding I can think of where people are really trying to make it perfect and it just didn't have a fun vibe.
Yeah,
like,
I think you just have to
isn't
joke
a show. This isn't like a romantic movie, like, you know what I mean? They're trying to make everything so perfect and then it just wasn't fun for anyone.
Yeah, I think what you have to do is just, it's all a joke on the
yeah,
end of the
just
day.
Like, this isn't that big of a deal. Like, of course it's a big deal, but like, who really cares if anything goes wrong?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, getting married is a big deal.
But the whole thing is, but, like, I can see being in a bad mood because, like, you're probably in the back of your mind if something did go wrong, you're like, okay, I paid $12,000 for something to go wrong.
Then also, like, I do get the bad mood too because it's like, I spent a year of my life doing this. So, like, if something does get messed up, I probably will.
Also, I bet you, like, towards the end of the night, you're probably thinking, like, okay, that was fun, but was it worth $70,000?
No, that's the thing
that's
about
like, you're
weddings.
You're probably just like, I could have spent this on so many other things, and like, it wasn't even fun, so why am I doing this?
I have so many
hopefully
questions.
Hopefully no one actually thinks that.
No, but I have so many questions, because like, with a wedding, like, that's why I feel like if I am going to have a wedding, I'm just the type of person to be like, okay, well, doing this in a week. Because if you plan something for that long, spend that much money, you can't have that much fun in a day. It's not possible, and I know it's not possible, so... what's the point of over-exaggerating it? Let's just do it in a week and just have actual fun instead of fake fun.
Yeah, because that's like
fun.
The whole thing with like New Year's. Or people always say no one has fun on New Year's because you build it up so much.
Yeah, so we need to stop building it up and just and maybe not a week. That's way too much. But in 3 months, just say, okay, we're throwing a wedding. And it's going to be fun, but it's not going to be like, I bite into the cake, you know? I don't know why that's a thing.
But it should just be lower your expectations.
Yeah.
So then anything that does happen, you're thankful for.
But if you plan it for a year, I think you're going to have high expectations is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the awkward thing.
And I don't know really what to do about it. I'm not planning a wedding. I have no plans, but I'm stressed for the people that are.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how last week I had a dream about Mackenzie Ziegler.
Wait, which one's Mackenzie Ziegler?
The younger sister.
Not the Sia one.
No.
Oh, okay. You so had a dream Mackenzie, about Mackenzie Ziegler?
Yeah. So Maddie Ziegler's younger sister, Dance Moms.
Okay.
For some reason, I had a dream. So I kind of forgot the dream, but I wrote a note of it when I woke up. My note was, I had a dream Mackenzie Ziegler was worth $49 million something dollars from having a popular catchphrase from one of her songs. So in the dream, I actually do remember this. She had a song that was so... The song was popular, but she had a line she said in the song that somehow became so popular, and somehow she started making money off of it.
Damn.
And then I remember in the dream, I don't know if I was with her, if I just read an article, but I remember thinking, like, I'm so excited for her to be worth $50 million.
That's so funny in this dream. That's, all right, you're a supporter, at least. You're, like, excited for her to get the bag.
But, yeah, I don't know why. I'm just curious why I had a dream where... Basically, in conclusion, the dream was I was excited for Mackenzie Ziegler to be worth $50 million from a catchphrase from one of her songs.
Oh my God. We did a whole podcast about dream analysis. I wonder what the dream analysis for this would be.
Yeah, like, do you think the analysis could be something positive, like I like supporting people.
Yeah,
and
I
like,
guess you didn't say, like, nothing bad happened in the dream. So I think it probably is just there isn't even a meaning. It's just, oh, yeah, I'm down to support people.
But why Mackenzie Ziegler? Make it depressing, though. Yeah, I just really wanted to talk about that. But, yeah, you think that's the dream analysis?
Yeah, probably just, yeah, I'm down to support. Maybe it's just you really, you thought Mackenzie Ziegler would be worth more money by now than she is.
Oh, maybe the dream analysis is... I think people around me, because Mackenzie Ziegler in this dream is people that I'm close to, because in the dream I probably knew her or something. I think people around me should be like having more success or something.
Oh,
that's the dream analysis.
That is it.
That's it. That's my deep meaning.
We have another drama email. Should I read it?
Yeah.
They said, "Hey guys, I listen to your podcast almost every day." Wow, damn.
Thanks. Someone emailed us that they're on the fourth time of listening to every single podcast.
That is commitment. I feel like they know too much about us. Like, know every little... Like, they know too much.
Yeah, because sometimes when I listen to the podcast, I get annoyed at myself. But somehow...
Oh, yeah.
You guys listen.
You guys bring a lot of laughs and joy into my life. Because my life hasn't been that great lately. Because of this tea. It has been 7 days and 1 week since I moved into my new apartment. My roommate, Kevin, literally called the police on me for not wearing a mask while I was putting away my groceries. He tried to get me evicted, called me a squatter, which is like when you don't pay rent and just live somewhere, and was trying to provoke me into fighting him physically. Okay. Well, if he was scared of the mask, like if you're trying to provoke someone fighting, like they're going to give you the corona if they do have it. So that was
a
good idea.
Yeah, the only way it's safe, but even with this, it's not completely safe, is if you wear a mask while you're fighting.
I don't even think about this. I'm assuming this is like a college thing. So when you're in a college roommate, you both wear masks inside the apartment? I mean, I guess I get that because you're both going out into different areas, but is that a thing?
Yeah, so basically she was bringing in groceries and he was mad she wasn't wearing a mask. So he was mad he wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah, so he tried to call the police.
So oh, yeah, said, so I guess what you're saying is probably what happens. They both wear masks all the
time. It ended with the police coming. I was terrified because I'm black, so I was just terrified the police were coming.
Yeah.
And they said, but the police officers were hot, and I could tell one was gay, though he was the cop I didn't like. So there was two police officers, but they were hot, and one of them was gay. But the gay guy was still being mean.
And the guy that's telling the story is gay?
I'm guessing, because he said they were hot.
Oh, that's true.
They said the cops called my roommate a Karen, but they still nearly arrested us both. Because we live together, it's considered a domestic dispute. Well, this is getting complicated. They said it ended up being one of us had to leave for the night, so I left for my brothers. Now I'm looking for a new place to live because I don't want to have to get the police called on me because I wasn't wearing a mask in my own kitchen. Well, there's so many layers to unpack. Okay, like,
this all started. Well, I guess so. Basically, this story is crazy to me.
I know. So many different. That's why I had to include it, because I felt like it's just so many twists and turns. The cops are gay, but they're mean. You think they're hot.
This kind of reminds me of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh,
and
that
and the
sort of
reason
vibe.
Why is because domestic violence.
I know, they were in a domestic dispute.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. I didn't even think about like, oh, and if you're a roommate, like, do you both wear masks?
Yeah. So like, I guess.
But then again, it's your own kitchen, so you're wearing a mask your whole time at home.
But also, I'm on your side mostly because couldn't your roommate say, can you please put on your mask? I'm going to come in here.
Yeah, otherwise, this is the thing. I feel
Why did he call the cops
also,
right away?
There, shouldn't there have been ground rules at the beginning being like, oh yeah, since we're like both in college going, who knows where both of us are going? Pretty much this is a public space, even though it's our apartment. We both have to wear masks in the public spaces. Then you both could have agreed on it or whatever. But it sounds, from his story, it sounds like he went and he dropped the groceries
off
at the house.
Yeah, I feel bad for
him.
And
then the police were called immediately. That's what it sounds like from the story, which that is dramatic.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing me coming home with groceries and then cops being called, being so scared.
Because like you said, the roommate could have just said like, oh, like, remember the mask rule.
Yeah,
instead of saying, I'm calling 911.
Yeah, I just hope you find someone to live, or like maybe you guys can still live there and find
an agreement. But then again, you don't really want to live if someone's going to call the cops.
Yeah, he seems a bit dramatic.
Yeah. But good luck. I don't really have any advice besides good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And I'm with you. Is not what I want to say. That's a crazy story, though.
I know, literally.
I'm glad our podcast helped you a little bit. A little bit in the grand scheme of things. So last week when I was watching YouTube, you know how there's ads before videos? Because YouTubers are greedy and they want to put ads before videos?
I have YouTube Premium, but yeah.
All right.
So it's ad-free?
You know how like people like you put ads before videos and like this podcast put ads before the video?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're greedy. I got an ad before a video. And I have to mention this because it's so funny. So you know those ads that are basically saying, we want, basically the message of these types of ads are saying, get rich fast schemes, basically. It's just if you follow my course, or I don't really know, I think it's a course usually, you can basically be a millionaire next year, quit your day job, and just fly in private jets all day.
But then it seems like the people who make these courses got rich from making the courses. So it's like, if I take the course, do I also have to make a course and sell it to people to become rich?
Yeah. So, and then if you signed up for the course, I've never subscribed to one. It's basically saying you need to be an entrepreneur, like you need to create something, but just like you said, you created this, you became rich off of us subscribing to the course.
I've always wondered, even with like self-help people, how they're like, oh, I made a living for myself and you can too, but their job is writing self-help books. So it's like, oh, is this self-help book going to be about how to be a self-help book author?
Yeah, it does get weird.
It gets twisty.
So basically, I'm not even talking about that type of an ad. That's just the premises or whatever. But this ad was even funnier than all the other ones, because this guy was on a private jet with his dog.
Yeah?
Basically, the whole thing was he was flying on a commercial jet, Southwest American, whatever.
Poor.
Never done before. And he said that he had his dog. He was already up in the air. And the flight attendant said, oh, we need your dog to be a carry-on. So I'm assuming that means you need to put your dog in a cage and put him in the top thing.
No, because dogs have died from that.
Oh, so what do they think they mean by a carry-on? Like, maybe just put him in a cage?
Yeah, or something like that.
And he said in the video, this is literally, I thought it was like an ad, but I'm like just depicting it. He said, oh yeah, and I wasn't going to listen to them. That's so mean to my dog, which... I mean, that's right to believe that. Like, you can think that's mean. But he said he made the commercial jet, turn around. A few hours later, he got a private jet, and now he's private jetting to his destination. But
what was the ad for?
And then at the end, he said, oh, and if you want to... So then at the end, he said, and And I have a bunch of people that have done the same thing as me. We've become rich. So
I just have so many questions because he's on a commercial jet. So why didn't he just get a private jet in the first place if he's really that rich?
Yeah, but yeah, that. But my main thought is you're an asshole because yeah. If I was on the commercial jet, even if for 10 minutes in the sky, we have to land again.
That is just annoying.
You already knew your dog was going to be a carry-on.
Yeah, maybe read the airline guidelines before you get on the plane, honey.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this whole story is fake, but
in the case that
it's real, I'm mad.
And also just like you're selfish. Do you not think about anyone else? They all have different connecting flights. Like you're making people miss their flights. This is their once a year vacation that you're ruining because you didn't want to put your dog in a cage because you didn't read the gosh damn guidelines.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to sell a course to be like this.
I know, and that's what triggered me. I think it didn't trigger me that he did that because it's already like one annoying person. I guess there already is enough annoying people, but he's creating a course where it's how to be an asshole millionaire, and I'm annoyed by it.
Also, it's just like, I guess I'm confused even why that story was in the ad. Because it's like, I want to learn about how you built a company. It's like, I don't care how you act on a plane.
But it seems like whenever you get those ads, it's always someone saying, oh yeah, I'm pulling up to my mansion in a Rolls Royce if you want to do the same. Like, I've had 1,000 other people do the same.
Oh yeah. It's like, we're all rich now, we take private jets.
Yeah, but basically, I'm just mad the plane had to turn around.
I've actually been on a plane once where that almost happened.
What? Why did it almost turn around?
We hadn't even taken off yet. We were starting to taxi to the runway to take off.
Okay.
And this guy said, I have to go pee. And the flight attendant said, you have to sit down. We're about to take off in like less than a minute. And he said, I really have to go pee. And he said, if you get up, we're going to have to turn the plane around and go back to the gate. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, just piss. I was like, if you're really going to get up right now because turn around the plane, I'm going to be so annoyed.
But how long?
Literally. He sat down, luckily.
How much longer did he have to wait? Like 15 minutes?
Probably like 10 minutes. That's like, just go pee before the plane.
But
I was so... Luckily, he didn't take it to the level of the guy that you're talking about. Because he actually was like, okay, I'll wait then. He didn't make us turn around.
Yeah. Do you think in this ad, do you think that actually happened? Or is it just a storyline he made up to make people subscribe to his course? Because to me, it doesn't make me want to subscribe, but obviously some people subscribed,
also,
I'm assuming.
Google, YouTube ads are targeted to you based on your search history. So you've been like searching like douche stuff.
I think everyone gets those ads though.
I'm kidding. But yeah, they do. Apparently they're catered.
Yeah, I'm always Googling how to get rich in a month. but that also like makes me think like, I guess, what's the point of causing other people to get anxiety? But planes are scary. You're like stuck in a tube in the sky.
Literally in a metal tube. If you're listening right now, in the metal tube.
But yeah, if you're listening, you're going to be safe, hopefully.
Yeah.
You will.
Most likely. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, I guess this is the end of this episode.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. Check out the Patreon below to, you know, join the community.
Be a bro.
Join the bro community.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.